I work for Inter, looking after the Inter Campus project, which is a social project that uses football as a social tool all over the world. It's 29 countries and many thousands of kids involved every year.
So what's one of the world's great football clubs doing here at UN headquarters?
We are trying to foster with the UN agencies and pass this message of the sustainable development goals through sport, and in particular football, of course, because we deal with football every day.
So what's the key link between sustainable development and sport in your view?
In my point of view, there are several of the sustainable development goals related to sport. Of course, you can keep peace passing the values of sport, you can promote justice, reduce inequalities or gender equality. For example, we have many girls participating to this program. And another of our activity is building relationships and partnerships. So like here, we are here because we have partnerships with UN agencies and institutions. That's what we have to do.
Obviously, football can be quite tribal, quite competitive, but clearly what you're trying to emphasize, I guess, is the sort of teamwork aspect of it and the way in which it can inspire young people in particular.
Of course, sport is competition, but if you think at the core values of sport, then you have the answer. Sport is respect, is rules, is dealing with mates and with the other team, so it's education.
And for these young people, what's the most important thing that, or the most important way in which you can impress on them that sustainable development's, you know, a vital thing for the world going ahead, and that football is relevant to that?
We are really focused on education, so we are pushing them to go and attend school and classes and behave properly. I mean, and the only condition to participate in this program is to go to school, because maybe not here, but in several countries we have this problem of school abandon, and we ask them to promise to go to school and then they can participate.
Are there ways in which professional football players could be more active in helping to work with the UN to promote, you know, big ambitious goals like these?
Of course, this would be great, looking for high activation of big players, also in terms of communication. And this is what we expect from most of the teams, not only in football, but everywhere in any sport. We are proud to be one of these. And I think we have one of the most important project all around the world in these terms.
Well, let's talk to some of the young players who are here. Just tell me where you're from and what you think of your day here at the United Nations so far.
My name is Evelyn, and today is a good day because today I get to meet some of the soccer players.
I bet you never thought you'd be wearing an Inter Milan jersey here in the United Nations.
No, to be honest, I never liked soccer, but ever since I came to this camp, I started to love it.
I suppose you've made some new friends as well while you've been playing, yeah?
Yes, I made some new friends, like Brett.
He's smiling away, that's great.
And I'm from Mexico, so I live with my two brothers.
That's great.
They play soccer.
And doing this, does it make you feel sort of more part of the world?
It feels great to play soccer.
I would love to be a professional soccer player.
Is coming to the UN something that is yes, made you think about, you know, this big issue of, you know, how we make sure that your generation gets to enjoy the world as much as my generation's done?
Yeah, it's very special for me coming to the UN with all my friends here, because ever since I came to this camp, it was like 3 years ago, I've been coming to this camp and I've been like having more friends, having more relationships like with other people. So like, and it's been very fun, and it's fun that we're going on trips like this and going to the UN.
And, you know, and you get to see a bit more of the world. You get to meet people from all around the world as well, of course.
Yeah, that's great too. Like yesterday, we went to the Inter Milan versus Estudiantes game yesterday, which was very sad that they tied and they didn't win. But like, they have next time.